It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? In the book of Genesis today, Genesis chapter 3, as we continue this study, Genesis chapter 3, we're going to begin with verse 15 down through the 19th verse, as we'll read that in just a few moments. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address, if you would like to write to us, is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and be ready to follow along with me as I read today. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We'll end with the 19th verse and begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us and direct us. It's just wonderful to have such an opportunity to proclaim your word, Lord. Touch our hearts, each and every one of us, whether it be for salvation, that we be saved, or for those that are saved, Lord, that we'll begin to grow and grow closer to you to be more like you. Guide and lead us now, Lord, please. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I went ahead and read today the 15th verse. We have spent much time and good time concerning the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first time the gospel is presented is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Then the last time we were together, we spent most of that time in the 16th verse concerning the woman and the sorrow she will face, the pain that she will have to face during childbirth, and all those things. Also, we discussed the desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And we spent a little bit of time talking about that, and it is very, very important that we look and recognize the need for the obedience of the wife to the husband. And in the close last time, I also spent just a few minutes concerning the husband and his great need to be saved. And it's important, fathers and husbands and men, that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you trust in Him, so that you'll have your sins forgiven, you will be given eternal life, and also you will be given the opportunity, with the leadership of the Holy Spirit that lives within your heart, to have great wisdom in leading your family. It's a very difficult job, a great responsibility, and a difficult job to take place today. And so I ask that you will look for the Lord's power and strength to do that. But it cannot come unless you have confessed your sin, come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, and truly been saved. There's not one work that can help you to be saved. There is not one work that you must do to keep saved. It is strictly a relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus. And by you turning to Him, realizing your sin, realizing your awful condition, your horrible condition, and the need to be saved and your sins forgiven, that and only then can you turn to the Lord Jesus. He is convicting your heart of your sin, and He is also giving you and showing you, instructing you on the way to salvation to Him, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And by that work that's done, then we have an opportunity to come. And if you take that opportunity and do turn to Him, That's the only action that's necessary, is to receive Him when He calls. And I hope that you do. Now, as we begin with this, the 17th verse concerning Adam, He said unto Adam, first of all, I would like to share with you what would have happened in this part concerning the rule in verse 16. And I shared with this just in close last time, and I'd like to do it the same today, and then we'll go on. If a man had not sinned, he would always have ruled with wisdom and great love. If the woman had not sinned, she would always have obeyed with humility and meekness. That's the relationship that was set forth prior to sin. Now, after sin has come into the world, nothing has changed as far as the relationship, the position of the man and the woman. Here we are added, though, he shall rule over thee. That has come because of sin. But still, men, we can run our family, rule our family, whatever word that you'd like to do, direct our family, only if we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior and desire His wisdom in that leading. And I hope that you do. Don't try to do it without it, because it'll come off mean and hard and harsh, and they will not, the mothers, our wives will not listen, pay no attention to us, unless we do it not only by us coming to salvation, but also seeking the Lord's will, that we may speak softly and speak with wisdom. And so now that we have touched on that one more time, let's continue now with Adam. And he said unto Adam in verse 17, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, thou hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. There was a reason that Adam gave. You remember Eve gave a reason. You know, it was a serpent. But now we find that here also Adam gave a reason. She gave it to me. The one that you gave to me gave it to me. And that was the excuse the husband used. We all have a reason. We all have an excuse for what we do. But as this one is of no account, it will not do any good for Adam to have made this excuse. He just as well have confessed, yes, I did. And you need to understand that any excuse that you use for your actions are of no value and will not help you to get into heaven, will not help to take one sin away, because it wasn't my fault. That's a very good, quick answer that you might have heard or you might have used yourself. You know, it wasn't my fault. Well, Eve tempted Adam. Adam took of the forbidden fruit. The serpent tempted Eve. She took of the forbidden fruit. The temptation was there, but the taking was not. The taking was not required. The woman took of it on her own free will. Adam took of his own free will. We know back according to Timothy, as we've read just last time we were together, concerning that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not. We know that he made a decision to redeem his bride, Eve, by coming into sin as he did. However, still, no matter what the reasons, Adam still has to pay the price. And here is the judgment that's given. Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, you see, he come right back, clearly stated the commandment, and then stated the problem. The problem is, you ate of the tree I commanded you not to. Thou shalt not eat of it. Because you have, there was one command, because you have, cursed is the ground. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Cursed. We find down in another verse of scripture here in the 18th verse, thorns and thistles. You know, we've come from a place of paradise to immediately the wilderness. From paradise to the wilderness. You know, as we come through the scripture and we find the Exodus out of Egypt and across the through the Red Sea and to Mount Sinai, and then the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness to get to the Promised Land, a land that was promised to Abraham many years before that. Abraham lived in the Promised Land, but it was still land that was cursed. It was cursed ground because of this sin. It was a place of plenty, of milk and honey, but it was still cursed, nothing like it was originally in the Garden of Eden in paradise. And so here we have went from paradise to the wilderness. We've went from comfort and happiness to a dry and barren land. We've went from a land that produces good fruit to weeds and briars. We've went from fruitful to barren. And that's exactly what happened when sin has entered into the world. We've went from fruitful to barren. And it was so sad that they had made this choice. Cursed is the ground. Cursed is the ground. The beautiful colors were gone. The continual production of the land, that all that Adam had to do was to grab what he needed to eat each and every day. There was something that has come down in the 19th verse, and we're going to be tying all these in the sweat of thy face. You see, before the ground was cursed, he never sweat. There was no, he didn't have to work so hard to keep things going as we do today. And the reason for this work and this labor that we have is because the ground is cursed. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. You're going to have to work from now on. You're going to have to work hard from now on to produce enough food so that you can feed you and your family. And it came because cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Cursed. If we would go to 2 Peter, and I'd like for you to go there if you could with me. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And you'll find 2 Peter chapter 3. Verses 7 and then the 10th verse. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. That's what's to come. There'll be a time when this cursed earth will come to an end. It will be destroyed. If you choose not to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be destroyed with it. Oh, not totally annihilated to where you're just non-existent, because you see, every person that's ever lived has a soul, and that soul lives somewhere. Either will live eternally in the heavens with God our Creator, our Savior, or you will live in the lake of fire, which is a place created for the devil and his angels. One or the other. One or the other is going to be your home for eternity. You have a soul different than anything else, any animals, plants, anything. You have a soul, and your soul will live somewhere for eternity. And please that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, because this old cursed ground, this sorrow that we have in doing our work as we have to work so hard and sweat and struggle trying to scrape out a living to feed our families. That time will be a blessed time, a wonderful time, if you choose not to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, this is going to be the worst time that I have, because I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, in His home. We have here a time of cursed is the ground, sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Speaks of the diet they're going to have. You know, that sounds an awful lot like what the cattle and the animals all eat. Because, you see, we do have a soul, but we have sure been taken down from one that had fellowship with God in the garden, spoke to Him, fellowshiped with Him, had wonderful time, went to a time of total separation. And so we have been taken down almost to the level of beasts to eat the herb of the field. Thorns also and thistles, the Scripture talks about. As we look at these verses of Scripture and continue in verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. As we look at this verse of Scripture, we find the sweat of his face, the business of work. It was a pleasure, it was a joy before Adam sinned, because it wasn't labor, it was fellowship, it was enjoyable. But now we find that we have went from that being pleasant and pleasure to toil, and from joy to torment. And that's what we have today. We are not just creatures. Now we have become criminals because of the condition we're in our sin. This is our sentence. To lighten the burden of this sentence, you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know the Lord Jesus and you just continue to struggle through this life, I feel sorry for you. Because I want you to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And even though we still have the cursed ground and we still face the sorrows, we still face the hurts and the pains and the thorns and the thistles, we still have the sweat of our brow as we work, God will give you comfort. He will give you strength if you'll come by faith to Him and be saved today. He died on the cross of Calvary. When He died on that cross and died such a horrid, horrid death, it wasn't for Him. It was for you and for me. And when He died on that cross, it wasn't the awful death of the pain of the type of death that Jesus died. That's not where the real pain come from. The real pain entered when all the sin was placed upon Him. Because you see, prior to that time, He knew no sin. And so it was the most horrible pain for Him to experience. We were born into sin. We don't know anything different. But the Lord Jesus sure does. And He bore our sin upon the cross of Calvary. He died there and rose again. In His dying, He shed His blood. And upon His death, upon His dying, He took His precious blood, presented to His Father in heaven at the throne of God. The very picture that we have with the high priest, as the Lord Jesus now is our high priest, as the high priest would not only have the animal put to death outside the gate, but He would catch the blood and He would take the blood and present it in the Holy of Holies. And as we look at God's Word, we need to understand that the sprinkling of His blood is the presenting of His blood to the Father. What a wonderful work the Lord Jesus has done for us. come out of that grave victorious 3 days later, alive, and is at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for us. What a wonderful work of salvation God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, the Lord Jesus, has carried out for us. Please that you come. Because Adam and Eve chose to eat of the forbidden fruit, broke that command, we have not only what the woman was to face, but now we have what Adam is to face. It's the toil, it's the work, trying to make a living. And it is a struggle, something that didn't exist prior to that. And also we come to the end of 19, for out of it, it says, till thou return unto the ground. If you remember, as we look back to the scripture and we have the wonderful creation, what was man made from? How was he created? We find back in the 26th verse, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now as we look to those verses of Scripture, we also find, in continuing, we find the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. This is chapter 2, verse 7 now. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man become a living soul. And so, formed of the dust of the ground. Let's come back once again to verse 19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, the very place that man was created. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We're going to die. Death was not part of the plan when Adam and Eve were created, because they were created perfect to live forever, to populate the earth, to enjoy the blessings of the land, all its fruit and all of its fullness. And instead of that, why we find now, they took of the forbidden fruit, broke the command, and we have the sorrow and the pain of childbirth. We have the rule of man over the woman. We have Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not have eaten, cursed is the ground for thy sake. So in sorrow shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. It's going to be work, labor, toil. Thorns and thistles will come where the beautiful roses and all the plants were found. Now we'll find something that grows natural in this cursed earth is the thorns and the thistles. We find that there will be much work and toil. Sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the ground, death. Came out of the ground, you're going to return to the ground. Let's look to a couple of verses of Scripture. I enjoyed them when I looked up. Death to the believer is a favor. It gets us out of the curse. Now, that's something you don't hurry along. That's something that you wait upon the Lord's time. But it is a graduation time. We were made spiritual and heavenly. We are now carnal and earthly. Dust thou shalt return. Let's look to Psalms 104. Psalms 104. Psalms 104, 104, verse 29. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. 103, verse 14. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. We think we're something, don't we? We get all fixed up and all fancied up and all powerful with our big cars, big houses, big bank accounts, and yet we're nothing more than dust. What we've talked about is of the body, the sorrow, the pain of the woman, the work, the toil, and the sorrow of man. But what about the soul? What physical pain we have is nothing to the hurt in our soul. Lust and pride, it never, never has satisfied. And yet that's what the person without the Lord Jesus desires. Thorns and thistles, barren land, that's what we are spiritually today. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. As we look at the condition of our heart and our life, I want to take just a moment to go through just quickly concerning what the Lord Jesus has done for us. The pain, the travail, as the Scripture calls it. Let's look to Isaiah 53:11. You see, the Lord Jesus not only fulfilled the law, took care of our problem with sin. Somebody had to pay the penalty. The wages of sin is death. Somebody had to pay that, and Jesus paid it for us. He was a perfect sacrifice. You or I could not have paid that debt, only for ourselves, and then we could not pay it. We would find ourselves in the lake of fire, trying. Isaiah 53:11. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. The Lord Jesus has taken on my pain and my suffering. He has fulfilled the law. He has taken the curse of sin. He had the crown of thorns. Here we have the thorns and thistles that we must deal with. Sweat drops of blood fell from him. We have to toil and sweat to work. Sorrow, we are told in the Scripture that he is a man of sorrow. And death, he was obedient even unto death. All the things that we have acquired in verses 16, 17, 18, and 19, all the Lord Jesus has carried. The Lord Jesus come to earth and faced all that we face, yet never sinning, yet coming for one purpose, and that one purpose was to give us life. Now, we looked at the first gospel in verse 15. We looked at the judgment in 16, the judgment in 17, 18, and 19. And then just in closing now, we have looked at the Lord Jesus in every way, has felt all that pain and suffering and burden, and also every sin that has ever been committed, he has taken upon himself. And he took that to the cross of Calvary. He bore our sin there that we could live. And for him just to take on the sin wouldn't have been enough. For him just to die would not have been enough. For him just to present his blood wasn't enough. For him to be raised from the dead alive, it took all. It took the complete work. And it was a work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The obedience of the Lord Jesus to carry it out. We can live. My dear friend, as we look through these scriptures, we look at the struggle that we have. Don't you want the help of God? You can only have that help if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and have your sins forgiven. Please, please come to the Lord Jesus today. trust in Him, that you may feel the comfort of God and the power of God. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?